I'm Jessie.
I'm Gabriel.
Welcome to the Cereal Bowl.
Good morning to the Cereal Bowl. I'm Gabriel. And today we're going to talk about how you make bones.
How you make bones?
Yes. And how you make skeletons.
Okay, I thought we were going to talk about Santa.
Yes, but I want to talk about that.
Well, that was a quick... We didn't discuss this in the pre-podcast meeting. First of all, what you eating for breakfast?
Cocoa pochon.
Chocolate porridge. Jessie, good morning. Chocolate porridge. Jessie's not feeling very well. Toasted marmalade and coffee for me. But first question, before we get to bones. Big pre-podcast debate going on here. How did Santa die?
I think he just fell off a really, really tall ladder. And... because it was really, really hot.
Really hot?
Yeah.
What was he doing up the ladder?
I think, like, putting up Christmas lights.
Where?
In the North Pole.
Oh. Jessie, what do you think? How did Santa die?
I don't want to do
that. You don't want to talk? That's fine. Well, Gabriel, so we've had a talk with the boys lately that Santa Claus, all the stuff about Santa Claus, is just, we're just pretending and acting out a good story because...
Yeah, we should.
There aren't actually flying reindeer.
We already got the story.
And there isn't
actually... We already got the story of Santa.
But we've been talking about St. Nicholas, the real man who was generous.
Daddy. I'm generouser than him.
Whoa, are you?
Yeah.
No, I'll get you one here. Use that.
Daddy, I'm generous.
All right. Well, can I have all your sweets?
Well, I've only got, like, this bit.
Four?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Gabriel, we know about the real St. Nick, St. Nicholas,
but
you're struggling to
understand
where the story stops. Because you think the real Santa, the big fat man in a suit, Santa Claus, also existed but died.
Yeah.
Right.
But the one that was dressed in blue, he lived in a different place. But the red Santa lived in the North Pole.
And you think he died by falling off a ladder?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
When he was on the ladder.
Okay, bringing Jessie into the conversation.
Was St. Nicholas old or not?
I think he was probably pretty old. Yeah.
Because I always think he was old, and I always imagined him with a hat. The hats with three jingle bells on them.
Oh?
Remember, Daddy, the one we had in our holiday club at Gaby?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think he went that. I imagined he went.
Well, St. Nicholas lived in the 4th century, so he might not have lived to a very old age because there was loads of diseases and low standard of living. He might have died when he was like 50 or 60.
Was there bombs when he was...
Bombs?
When he was living.
No.
Why did Santa have a really... round nose.
Well, I think that's just how they
make, I wonder, I wonder,
make can look in the stories.
I wonder what he goes down if he has his hands all brown.
Chimneys are dirty.
All of the smoke.
Yeah.
St. Nicholas had rosy cheeks, they say.
Ah, did he? Okay.
They say he has rosy cheeks. He has red cheeks, actually.
Okay. If...
Talk about bones and skeletons.
Right, well, we need to stop this now because we're nearly out of time. Gibby, what do you want to say about bones? Say one thing about bones that you want to tell everybody.
No, I want to say a thing about skeletons.
Okay, tell them.
Why do skeletons look spooky?
Maybe it's because we're not used to seeing people's bones. We see people's skin. When we see people, we see them with skin and hair and eyes. And then when we see skeletons, it means they're dead.
Yeah, but in that special machine, I went to the doctor.
The x-ray machine?
Yeah.
Yep.
I saw my bone.
Yeah, you did.
All right, Daddy, but we're not...
And thank goodness it wasn't fractured.
Daddy, today we're not going to school, though.
There are no school today. Yeah. So, boys, we got to wrap this up. Give me your top tip for being ready for Christmas.
I'm going to dress up as Santa.
Confuse everybody? Okay.
I'm going to make some presents for your mum and dad. And your brother if you have a brother or sister.
Make some presents for your family. That's your top tip?
Yeah, and even you can actually make one. You can actually make one for some for...
Hashtag eco-Christmas?
Some for your doggy.
Ah,
like
for your doggy.
Like a little bone for your doggy or something.
All right, well.
Finished.
Say, see you later.
See you later. And finished.
Finished your porridge too. Good man.